They wear a mask around others.
Blog Talk Radio.
Exposed to the virus, the quarantine was also cut to 5 days if they vaccinated. A Republican congresswoman from Georgia who's courted her fair share of controversy is under fire again for comments made on Twitter. Matt McClure explains.
Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is calling Kwanzaa a, quote, fake religion created by a psychopath. Greene replied to a tweet from the college Republicans wishing a happy holiday to those who celebrate Kwanzaa, accusing them of pandering. The college Republicans did not respond to Greene, but retweeted other happy Kwanzaa tweets from conservatives. As for Greene's assertions, Kwanzaa is actually not a religious observance at all. Dr. Malana Karenga founded the holiday in 1966 as a chance for black people to celebrate the traditions of African culture.
The jury in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial is resuming deliberations today with zero indication they're close to reaching a verdict. The jury reconvened yesterday in New York City after taking a break for the Christmas holiday. They asked for a whiteboard and multicolored sticky notes on Monday, signaling they have some work to do. Climate activist Greta Thunberg is saying it's strange President Biden is considered a leader in climate change. In an interview with the Washington Post, the 18-year-old questioned Biden's role in tackling the climate crisis, criticizing the U.S. for planning to expand fossil fuel infrastructure in the year 2022. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb. All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs. Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
What are your 2022 business goals? Simplified IT? More security? Dell Technologies has the expertise to help you, from transforming your digital workspaces to providing comprehensive end-to-end IT solutions. Get high-performance computers featuring Windows 11 Pro with powerful hardware-based security and savings up to 45% during Dell's New Year event sale. Get special financing through Dell Financial Services. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
And let's go ahead and take a look down to alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. We'll take a break from the snow. We'll see partly sunny skies. High temperatures about 30, 31 degrees. Tonight, gradual clearing, low temperatures back down to about 20, high teens in selected areas. For Wednesday, increasing clouds, high temperatures in the mid-20s, with snow showers arriving for Wednesday night, low temperatures down to about 23. Thursday, more snow expected, high temperatures around 34.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Dr. Pat Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I'm your surprise guest host today, Trish Campbell. You may recognize me from the Shift podcast, also on the Transformation Talk Radio Network that I co-host with my good friend, Diane McClay, and we're part of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. Cornelia Stephanie was originally scheduled to be your guest host today, and she snowed in Washington without internet, so here I am. I'm coming to you from Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, and with that, I want to acknowledge the treaty lands and territories of the Mississauga of the Credit First Nation, the Haudenosaunee, the Ojibwe Chippewa, and the Huron-Wendat, and giving gratitude for their stewardship with Mother Earth, allowing us these opportunities and the privileges we have today to come to you on this platform and have these conversations. So once, and I also want to give deepest gratitude to Dr. Pat for allowing us this platform to have these conversations. for her inspiration and modeling living life full out. I'm a big fan, and we are all about living life full out in the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. We're going to talk to some of our members today, and we're going to continue the conversation we started last week about enlarging people, enlarging lives, our expansion, and how we serve humanity and helping others do that. So our first guest today is a mindset and business and mindset coach. She is an international speaker, a multiple best-selling author. Her name is Biba Padron, and she's coming to us from France. And she's also a founding member of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app, which we'll get into. Welcome, Biba. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody, and thank you, Patrice and Cornelia, for inviting me.
So happy to have you here. And we're really talking about the work that we're doing, the work that we specifically do, sharing our gifts. That's what we do, and helping others enlarge their lives. So can you share with us how you serve others, what you do, and how you do that?
As you mentioned, I'm a business and mindset coach, and I work mainly with women entrepreneurs, and most of them are solo entrepreneurs. And I really teach them not only the marketing, but the most important part is the mindset. In order to have the right marketing, they have to write the mindset. And most of them, the clients who work with me, following my strategy, the double or triple their revenue in 90 days, just because they come to me for the marketing, but I give them the mindset that allow them to double or triple their prices immediately as soon as we start together. Just because most of women entrepreneurs, and especially solo women entrepreneurs, they don't see and they don't recognize the value. Mm-hmm. So I reestablish the value, I reestablish the price, the prices, so then people consider them completely differently. And my clients, they know they're not allowed to work per hour. You're not supposed to sell like $60 or even $100 an hour. You have an expertise. You learn something. You went to school or you learn it, or that's your experience of life. Why do you want to sell just a piece of your experience? You're not supposed to do that. So that's really what I do. I help them to really work on the mindset in order to be able to recognize the value. And then also I work with women who have a great expertise and have a lot of results with a client. So each time I try to show them how they bring either an experience or a life transformation to the clients. And the life transformation doesn't have a price. So you can be double, triple, or 10 times more expensive than somebody else. If the person sees the transformation that you can bring them, the price is not an issue.
Right. You said a lot, and it is all so valuable. It is so, I so agree with that. Like what you're helping other people do, it's not something you can learn in a textbook. And what your clients are helping others to do as entrepreneurs themselves, it's not something that you can put a price tag on. I mean, and it's that I love that you're helping women develop their mindset, because we a lot of times are our biggest obstacle in our growth and expansion is getting out of our own way. And sometimes even if we are having success, there's always areas where we can grow and expand. So it's so amazing that you're, you know, offering that help to others. And as we know, being part of this group that we're in, the KS Media Group, it is so much more helpful and fulfilling to do this work with somebody than doing it alone. And it's so amazing to see that, you know, you're helping others find those pieces of themselves that can help themselves stand out and really help them share their gifts in the best possible way. So,
and you know, it's something that I learned in the United States, because people probably noticed that I have an accent. I come from France, but I live in the U.S. for 20 years. And definitely something that I learned in the U.S. is that you can start your business on your own, but you can't grow it on your own. You need other people. You need the expertise. You can't learn everything on your own. So that's very important. And when I was mentioning the prices, just an example, one of my clients recently, he was charging 280 euro. For 7 months, helping people to lose weight. And she can help people to lose more than 50 kilos, which is 150 pounds or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's a great result. But she never realized that the result, and when I say you're not just helping that person to lose weight, that's a life transformation.
It is.
You know, that person now can do a lot of things. So in a month and a half, she went from 380 for 7 months helping somebody to 2,800.
Wow.
The same service, but just because we work on a mindset. And then one day she came back and she said, you know what? I didn't even know myself. I didn't even know that I had that expertise and I was changing life, people's life. I didn't realize that. So she said she took a 90-day coaching, but just in a month and a half, we already have that result. And she said, now my business is not the same because she had a business for 12 years. And after 12 years, she was still charging €380 for 7 months. Can you get it? How much is it?
Yeah.
The first time I met her, I don't even know how you stay alive with a business for 12 years with that. Mm-hmm. So in a month and a half, the way that she completely changed her mindset, understanding that she really changed people's lives. And now she's completely different. And so it changed the service that I bring to her, not only changed her business, but also changed her life. Mm-hmm. And then now she can impact more people. Because the same, when you don't have that many clients, you can't impact people. Right. If you have a small price and people don't take, because most of the time if you have a low price, people don't take you seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So when you understand the value of your services, then suddenly people see you completely differently.
That's
and now
so
you
important.
Have more impact.
Yeah, it's so important for us to see our own value. We have to believe in that first to expect other people to believe that. So that is huge work, and it is a huge mindset shift when you really look at that and see the value. It's not just a temporary thing. You're bringing about life transformation, and it's hard to put a price tag on that, but it's important to understand what that value is and the whole scope of that. So. And with that, that is part of the work that we do with ourselves, too, because we're offering our services to each other, and we're constantly, I feel like in our group, we're constantly in this state of growth and expansion. So we've been talking about, as far as our app, and we ask others to join us in using that and using that to invest in themselves. And I think this week's universal question is, what is your word for 2022? So is that something you think about and like for yourself, for your own expansion? And do you have a word yet for 2022?
Yeah. So first of all, I want just to mention that the power of mastermind is very important in order to grow your business. And for me, 2020 is a new life. It's a new chapter of my life because I just realized a dream that I had for 20 years. Finally, I just got the green card after 20 years in the United States. And that's the first, that's a part of my life. And now I'm ready for the next big dream, and which is an organization to help children, just to set up everything that I wanted to do for years and years and to help children.
Oh, that's beautiful. And it's so, I feel like there's so many people right now that have just are realizing their dreams or just, you know, starting a new chapter, and that is the energy I feel like, you know, we're going into 2022 with. So it's just so incredible, and it's incredible to be part of this group of entrepreneurs that we're in and helping each other expand and grow and helping everybody change their life in this way. So
and I hope that people will be there to realize the dreams, because there's no dream that you can't succeed. Impossible is not impossible. I mean, I was told for 20 years that what I did in the U.S. was not possible, and I did it. So don't think too small, think big, and just realize all of your dreams, even the widest one.
I believe that, too. I always tell people, my clients, like this, if it's inside of you, if it's sparked inside of you, that is your soul whispering its desires, and your soul knows the journey you came here to take. So it's not just by fluke that you're hearing that, or you're feeling inspired by a dream. And I too just realized a dream. I just published my first book, so I can understand that. And I congratulate you on realizing your dream and sharing your story, because it is inspiring, that perseverance. Like 20 years you've been dreaming this, and now it's happening, and all of it's unfolding because of that, sticking with it and believing in yourself and staying the course. And that's so powerful. That's such a powerful message, really living life full out and living to your potential. That's what our dreams are. They're helping us see the potential, and then we're offered the opportunity to take that walk. So,
and as long as you don't give up on your dream, there's always a way.
Yeah, there's always a way. There's always, and it may not unfold the way you envision it initially, but that's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of it. So how can people get in contact with you if they want to work with you?
They can go to my website, which is bebopathome.com/US or the US version. And otherwise, they can go on Facebook or LinkedIn, and you put my name, bebopathome, and you will just find me.
Awesome, awesome. And you're also on the KS Media Group app.
Absolutely.
Under the directories, under influencers, you'll find Biba Padron there and all of her work, all of her, the ways to connect with her as well. So thank you so much for sharing your story, your message with us today. And we're going
to And I'm glad to be part of the founding member because it's a great family. So please join us. Just come.
It is. We're inviting you all to join us. Like we've been talking about, it's so much better when you have you're not doing this alone. Nothing of significance is ever done alone. It's always with others, and we're so much better together than we are as one person. So thank you so much, Biba, for sharing your message. And
Happy New Year to everybody.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this.
ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit youarepurepotential.com for more info.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne, and the Realm of Being each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Being.
When feeling unhappy and unfulfilled, most people look for things outside of themselves to feel better. A larger home, a lucrative career, a new car, or even a particular relationship. But once the newness wears off, you're laid off from the job, or you have a falling out with said person, then what? The cycle of seeking happiness and purpose starts all over again. The truth is, all of the fulfillment and worthiness you want lies within you. You just have to tap into it. Join me, Laura Goldstein, for my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. Every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern, where we talk ways to return to self and the joy within. Everyone, if you're just joining us, I am your
surprise guest host today, Trish Campbell, also co-host of the Shift Podcast on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we are having guests from our members of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group join us today, and we're talking about enlarging life, enlarging people, enlarging our own lives, and inspiring in the ways we serve others and enlarging their own. So our next guest is Rosita Perez McLaurin, and she is a discovery coach and realtor. She helps individuals find their passion and purpose, and she's also a founding member of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app. So welcome, Rosita. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. If I could just start by saying that Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, being a founding member, has been amazing. I've, like, grown in leaps and bounds with the support and the mastermind and the ideas that Cornelia has. It is well worth the investment. And it's such a group where you can feel safe and grow. You
right.
don't have to worry about being judged or the competition, which is incredibly, I don't know, energizing compared to any other referral group or network group that I've been with. So I just wanted to start off with that. Thank you.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. And I agree with all of that. I think where else have I been? There's never been a place where I've been in a networking mastermind group, if you will, that you can grow and expand your business, but grow spiritually, grow, you know, have that personal expansion. Because we are that collaborative nature, it comes naturally. It's a genuine collaboration, love in business. It does exist. It exists in our group. And it's the people like you that see that immediate value. And that's, you know, really, I think the value comes because we're living integrated lives with what the work that we're doing and how we're serving others. We're walking the walk. We model that for the people that we also serve. So that's what we're talking about today, is how we're serving humanity, sharing our gifts, because we all have them in our own unique ways. And that's such a good point that you made, that in our group there's a lot of people doing the same things, but we all come at it from a unique way. We all have our own approach. And so continuing on that conversation of serving humanity and serving others, like, I'd like to know how you do that and what you do with the work that you do.
I lost some of that translation.
Okay. So the question was how you serve humanity, the work that you're doing and how you do that, and for who you do that for.
Okay, so I am a discovery coach and a realtor, and I partner with my clients and walk with them through discovering what they need to come home.
Mm.
Now, coming home, I serve in two different areas for coming home. The first one is coming home could be a physical home when you're buying a home. I walk with my clients and partner with them to help discover what they need in a home, what they're looking for. And what I found, Trish, is that it's always so much deeper than the physical home. It could be growing up, they didn't have a backyard, so they want this big, enormous yard, or they never had their room, so they want not just their room, but another room, so mm-hmm. that they can have whatever they want in those two rooms. And my point is that a lot of times from childhood, our deficiencies of what we didn't get comes out, and when you're buying a home. So I listen to my clients, and I help them to better understand what their needs are emotionally, sometimes spiritually, physically, and financially. I walk with them through the whole process and even afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Another way you could come home is when you are opening and unpacking boxes, right, of your life. We put aside a lot of those and pack them in a nice little Pandora's box, right? Whether it's pain, trauma, so many things that we go through in stages in life. And as women, we tend to take care of everybody else
mm-hmm.
and neglect our own needs. But also what that does is we're neglecting dealing with whatever hinders us in our past, in our current, whatever it is.
Right.
So as humans, we constantly are evolving because we go through different stages in our life, whether it's getting married, getting divorced, empty nesting, a new job, becoming an entrepreneur. There's so many different facets of our life where sometimes change knocks us down.
Right. No, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's so interesting the way that this you're speaking to, like, this analogy of a physical home representing what's going on internally or what has gone on in our life up until that point, and we're seeking externally to fulfill that, what you said, deficiency or that hole, that gap, whatever that is, with something external. But really the coming home is like the coming home inward. And everything you're saying is so resonant because, like you also talked about, I think, living to others' expectations and that is so, I so relate to that story because that was my story too of, you know, we're on this path and then we at one point we get to this point where we're, at some point we'll get there, like, what am I doing or what is my purpose? Or we want to unpack those boxes that we have stored away neatly that we didn't have to deal with, like you say, and then really figure out what it is that is behind that, what is within that, that is missing, that we're seeking externally, because it really is inside of us already. I believe that. That's, you know, the journey I've been on and what I have come to know and talk about in my book and the self-love journey and finding, you know, it's really about building that home within yourself. No matter where your physical home is, you're always at home. So it's so beautiful the way you have tied together the work that, you know, you take finding people their actual home so much further than just a physical dwelling. It's a spiritual dwelling as well. And
yes,
and you see that. And what a beautiful experience to combine those two, because it is really, that's what it's really about. So it's like you've kind of naturally come into this being a discovery coach now, focusing more on that home within ourselves.
Yeah.
And while still, you know, leveraging that experience of finding people their homes and the experience of connecting with people in that way. So it's so beautiful, so unique.
Thank you.
And such a beautiful gift to share and to serve the world in this way. So authentic. So thank you. I'm so grateful you're a part of our group and that we've connected in the way we have. And so because we're in this group, we're always, like I said, it's not just about growing our businesses. It's about growing ourselves, like spiritually expanding in that way. And, you know, we're entering a new year. Now we've come through 2021. A lot has happened. I know a lot personally. And do you have a theme or a word for 2022 that you want to kind of energize?
Well, I just feel that 2022 is going to be busting at the seams. Like, there's going to be so much going on, so much excitement. So my two words for next year are intentional and balance.
Oh, I love that. So balance in what way? Is there something specific or just balance?
Well, you know, when you learn what your gift is and you start operating in it, it no longer becomes work. And
right.
So I'm constantly like, oh, yeah, I got to do this, or, oh, that's a great idea. So I'm constantly on. So I have to find balance in work and then spending time with people and not just focusing on, you know, my career.
On doing, I can relate to that too, because I think sustainability is one of my words, and it's like, you know, you have to allow that time to not always be doing, but to be in the receiving, just to be in the human being, and that's a big, you know, way to bring in balance is to kind of be intentional around that. So that's beautiful. What are some ways that how can people get in touch with you to work with you?
So I am on Facebook, either Rosita Sells Homes Today or Moving Forward for Life. My website is movingforwardforlife.com. And all my information's on there. You can contact me, make a complimentary appointment with me, and let's just chat.
Yeah, lovely. And you're also, again, on the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app under directories and influencers, and
yes.
You'll find all the ways to connect with Rosita there as well. And so thank you for sharing everything you're working on and inspiring so many. That is such a beautiful story, and I wish you continued success with all the work that you're doing, and so grateful that you were a part of this amazing group together.
Can I just say one other thing?
Yeah, yeah.
When we go through the life changes that we go through, it's important to, while we're sitting on our butts from getting knocked out from this change that we're going through, we can sit there and make a choice. We can stay down and be defeated.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can learn to do what needs to be done so that we can get up and thrive.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to make that choice. Otherwise, you can stay down.
It is a choice. From that point of awareness, you have a choice. And we'll end on that note. We're going to take a quick break. Thank you again, Rosita, for joining us. And Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, Trish.
Limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune in to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you, so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. This happens with Colette Marie Steffens is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path for the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ognedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOdnedo.com.
Welcome back, everyone. In case you're just joining us, I'm your surprise guest host, Trish Campbell, co-host of the Shift Podcast on the Transformation Talk Radio Network with my good friend, Diane McClay, who happens to be our next guest. So welcome, Diane. Welcome in. We're talking about how we're serving humanity, sharing our gifts. As Dr. Pat says, living life full out. I love that line, and that's what we do, I think, in our work. So welcome.
Thank you.
And to properly introduce Diane, she is the founder of the Choice and Courage Company. She is a self-empowerment coach, and she is a champion of choice and courage. and an author, a storyteller, an amazing storyteller, and again, co-host of the Shift Podcast with me. So I want to, yeah, just get right in there and talk about the work that you're doing, maybe, you know, how you serve people, who you work with, and yeah, just go ahead.
Okay, well, thanks for the opportunity. Hello, everybody. I'm so excited to be here. We're approaching the new year. You know, for some people, January 1st, the flip of the calendar invigorates people to start new pieces of their lives, make new commitments. I live a lifestyle where I do that every day, like all year long. I don't wait for the calendar to turn. And I encourage other people to do the same thing. And on the Shift podcast, where we talk about perspective and the power of change, that really came about when I was about 45. I was 20 years into my career, and a decision had to be made about whether I stayed with this dream agency that I was working with. And there were some things that weren't going right, and there were some decisions that I wasn't making at the time that were congruent with what the agency wanted. And I was offered a position 6 hours away from my family and my home, and in that moment, I realized that I had choice. And for listeners who can't see my office, I have two words on the back of my wall. One is choice and one is courage. And I realized as that process was unfolding and as I was reacting to what was being presented at me and towards me rather than responding, there's a difference, and I think we can get into that. What I realized is in that moment, I didn't have to do the things that everybody else expected me to do, and I didn't have to do them the way they wanted me to do them in the time frame that they wanted me to do them, whoever they is. And there was literally a light switch that went off in my chest about empowering my own life through choice, making small decisions that move me forward in a way that makes me feel in alignment with my values and what I want to put into the world. And I started building a business around it. And so that's kind of what I do. I help people affect positive change in their life by making small choices. The two questions I ask people are what if and why not? What if it could be different and why not try something? The worst that's going to happen is you're going to get information one way or the other that tells you that maybe you need to go in a different direction.
Right. I thank you for sharing that journey, and I want to go back to what you talked about because something stood out to me when you talked about, you know, you were living a dream. You were working in a job that was your dream, that you had dreamed of being there, and with that, and then you also introduced the expectations of they, whoever they is. But I think with that, when we have those dreams and we're living that, and then we think we have to, you know, there's the expectation woven within that dream. It's like we have to stick with it. And so that is just so beautiful that you have the awareness that maybe I don't need to just keep on reacting, that I have a choice here. Now that I have this awareness of this doesn't align for me anymore. And I think that's so important because a lot of times I know for me, like even as I've grown and expanded, I've held on to dreams that I had when I was, before I grew. And then it's almost like somebody asks you, what's your dream? And I spurt it out and it's like, wait a minute, that's my dream still? Like, because it doesn't align anymore. So I think it's so important what you've just shared, that it's just because something is our dream, like we can, you know, those dreams are, whether they've happened or they didn't happen, there's a certain point that there's a lesson there. And it's, you know, a point of awareness that we have to then glean that wisdom and then make choices, take the, you know, have the courage to do something different, to go inside. Like Rosita and I were just talking about the home within ourselves, and you know, that's where the wisdom lies. So it's, you know, so beautiful that you took that path and you're helping others take that.
Well, I think that it's true that we don't always get to choose what happens to us.
Right.
I'm a firm believer that we absolutely get to choose. We have the power to choose how we react or how we respond or if it defines us. And then if it does define us, we actually get to choose how it defines us. Mm-hmm. And I help, you know, my client base are usually women, but I help men too, somewhere in the, you know, 40 to 65 range, people who are, there's something inside them that something needs to be different. They're feeling stuck. They're feeling overwhelmed. They're not quite sure where to go or how to get themselves started. some of my favorite clients are creatives and healers and positive change makers, where they're entrepreneurs and they have an idea of what they want to put in the world, but they've got so much going on in their head, they don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. And one of my special talents is that I have this a unique ability to kind of hear a lot of data. I can sort of sort it out, and my brain starts going to, I draw mind maps in my head, metaphors, analogies, storytelling, and I have this way of being able to extrapolate out nuggets that people overlook or they don't really pay attention to, and then I can reframe that and put that back into a way that they can get a starting place, or they can feel less overwhelmed, or they can prioritize. And I like to talk about that I generate real-time awareness.
Mm-hmm.
That's key, right? Real-time awareness. It's happening as we're talking, and it's going to come back at my clients in a very short period of time so that they can do something with it immediately. And then we're going to explore perspective, you know, what if and why not.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're going to ignite action, meaningful action, by picking one of those things and saying, what's the most important thing that you want to start on? And I feel like that's, I didn't realize that that kind of solution generating was needed in the world. But the more I do it and the more people interact with me as I connect with them on generating solutions, it shifts the energy. I think it's different. Problem solving is one set of skills. Generating solutions is a different set of skills, and that's what I help people do.
Yeah, you're so right with that. They are two different things, and you are definitely gifted in that. I've experienced it myself with the way that you mind map and pick out things that people, those little nuggets, like you said, that we don't see ourselves. And that's why it's so important to know that you don't have to do any of this alone. That's why we're here to help others do that. But we're also here doing that with each other in the group that we're in, too. Like we are in that constant state of expansion and growth and helping each other. And I think it's important to call out that it's having somebody else maybe see something in yourself that you don't necessarily see yourself, or have kind of put on the back burner or whatever, thought that it wasn't important. But that's where a lot of our unique gifts lie, is in those little things that we've kind of, you know, pushed away, that is just, you know, it's not important, or it doesn't have value, but it's, you know, working with people to, like yourself, to uncover what that value is and to understand that there is more to the story than we're allowing there to be. So I think it's so important that people know they have those resources, definitely within our group, and that's one of the unique things about what we're doing too together. We're helping each other expand and grow by seeing those things within each other in the weekly meetings we have, and uncovering gifts that we didn't know we had ourselves with each other. Like, we, you know, it comes up so naturally, like we don't even have to necessarily put that intention there to say, hey, we're going to work on this today. It just naturally comes out, and that is the beauty of the work that we do, is to remain open and to be in a place of awareness and be in a place of empowerment when we have that intention, when we set out to not just be so reactionary all the time.
Right.
Can
we define reaction versus response?
Again? Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
So I think that reaction is when something happens and you go into an automatic, you know, someone cuts you off when you're on the freeway and suddenly you get mad, right? You get angry that jerk cut you off on the freeway. But a response would be different if you say, I wonder if there's a reason why that guy's driving fast.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a legitimate reason why they're weaving in and out of traffic? They may have a sick child or getting to the hospital. They may be a firefighter trying to get to their job. So reaction is when we just go into an automatic, our body reacts, our mind reacts, our words react. And we don't even think about that there could be a different possibility.
Right.
And I think when we know that we have a reaction, we're allowing other people to control how we feel. When we go to a response, we've done the work inside ourselves to choose which direction we want to think about the situation and to ask if there are alternatives that could guide us in a different direction.
Right. I think that's so important to define those two words and the energy around those. I want to continue that. We're going to take a quick break, but I want to continue on that thought and break that down a little bit further. So we'll be right back after this break.
Sounds good.
Well, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. It just doesn't feel good. Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information or purchase the book, go to transformationtalkradio.com or carlgreer.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negative into positive. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetitions daily, building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with Cornelia Stephanie, VIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Did you know that when we talk about the earth, ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, everyone. If you're just tuning in, I'm your surprise guest host, Trish Campbell, and we're talking with my co-host of the Shift Podcast, Diane McClay. And just before the break, we were talking about the difference between response and reaction. And I think, you know, you had such a good point about breaking, you know, down those two terms and the energies around them. And it's so important right now, I think, because like we do have a choice. We don't, a lot of us have been, I think if the last couple years have shown us anything, we are operating on autopilot. Now we have a choice, but we've been forced to pause. And, you know, hopefully if you had that awareness and taking that opportunity, it's like, it's really a good thing to do that and to allow yourself, you know, that power, to reclaim that power back and not just be so reactionary. And we're all walking around with things we don't, that are unsaid and unseen, and, you know, understand that maybe there's something behind something that's just happened to us out of the blue or whatever. So it's good to have that awareness around our responses, and that we can respond and not react and can be intentional and can have a choice there and take that choice. So I don't know if you had anything else you wanted to say about that, Diane?
Yeah, when we're in the discovery or exploration stage about wanting to change something, I talk about three stages. One is slow down, which you just mentioned. Sometimes we're forced to have a pause. Sometimes we need to take it on our own. Mm-hmm. The second is create space. And then the third is just ask a value-oriented question. And a value-oriented question could be something as simple as, does this feel right? Or is this where I want to be? And I know one of the things that's exciting about the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group app that we've all put together is that every week we're coming up with valued questions that people can journal into their own private journal, and they can start that reflective process. Right, Trish?
Right. And that's called the universal question that we're asking everybody. And we're not just asking everybody to do it. We're doing it ourselves. And like I talked about before, we're in this constant state of growth and expansion ourselves. And that's why, you know, we're such a powerful team and doing what we're doing, why it's so unique, because we're integrating in this into our lives. We're walking the walk and asking ourselves those questions and deepening the connection with ourselves. And I think when we do deepen that connection with ourselves, that's how we're able to come from those places of operating from intention rather than reaction, and making a choice in the moment and taking a pause and allowing ourselves that moment to take a pause and not have to just keep going to the next thing, whatever it is. And that's what autopilot mode, which has taken us away from ourselves and from who we are and who we came here to be. So that universal question that we ask in the app every week is really a place where people can contemplate what's true for them, uncover their truth, and start to learn more about themselves. I mean, that's why we created this app, right?
Like, right. Well, and let's tell people again, they can get the app at the Google Play Store or wherever you get your Android downloads. And basically, we want people to not sign up. We want them to actually create an account for themselves, because there's some content that gets revealed when you create the account. You don't get to see everything if you just kind of download it and skim the top, right?
Right. Creating a profile. It's all free content, but it's creating a profile will allow you access to all of the content in there. And the universal question is, I think, the big, you know, every week we're doing this work, and when you do this work regularly, you'll see the shifts happen in your life, and you'll see the change and the transformation without even, you know, without any effort. And it's just a natural progression. And there's so many other great, amazing aspects of this app. I mean, we're the one-stop shop for living your best life. Anything you could possibly need for healing, for health and fitness, health and wellness, alternative medicine, functional medicine. We have Ayurvedic medicine. And we're really that one-stop shop for whatever you need. A lot of us have picked up that habit of picking up our phones. And why not do something that's going to help improve your life rather than waste time and energy? And really, that's like what, you know, creating a space of intention and of awareness is about. It's not just autopilot picking up the phone. So pick up the phone and go somewhere that's going to feed your mind, body, and spirit, right? Like, I think that's so important. I mean, and so many people are looking for something like that. That's why we created this.
Well, and it's intentional and it's deliberate, right? I mean, the content that gets put in there is intentionally created. It's deliberately created. It's with a purpose. Everybody who's adding something in, whether it's an article, whether it's a journal question, whether it's I know David George Brooke he just did a how to be a speaker class that a lot of people in our master class had the opportunity to take. So as we build this app out, there's going to be an opportunity to have access to programs and to things that are going to enhance your life, whether it's on the professional side or whether it's the personal side. But for me, it's very deliberate. It's very intentional. And I like the energy that's around that.
That is the whole point behind it. And really, it's so much more for somebody who's an entrepreneur like yourself and I. Like, we are a part of this group of entrepreneurs, and we're helping each other expand and grow personally, professionally. But when you are positioned in this group, like, we're all featured in the app, So we're not just saying go to my website and connect with me there. When people are coming to the app, they're getting so much more. They're getting access to so much more than they could have ever possibly imagined. I mean, there's the podcast that we have each week. Now we're having an Ascension focus weekly. So there's conversations there that can help people expand and grow. And it's just, there's so much more leverage and as an entrepreneur and having the app as a foundation for what we're doing and what we're offering. It's like you can literally get lost in there and, you know, go from person to person, you know, thing to thing, podcast, article, the courses you mentioned. We're looking at doing summits within the app and all these great things that are happening, focusing on for the upcoming year and beyond that. And we're all founding members of that. And I'm, you know, so grateful that we have had that opportunity to be a part of this creation and offer it to the collective in this way. So what did we say? We're the new house. Like we're creating the new earth in this way. So it's so beautiful and such an important resource for people to know that they have this at their fingertips 24/7 to access.
Well, I think this is important as we go into the new year for people who make resolutions about wanting. Now, this is the time of year that we're told we should shift things in our lives. Some people believe in resolutions, some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless of where you stand on that, this is a new beginning, and it's not just January 1st. The new earth is happening. The new feminine space is happening. The new, you know, the dawn of Aquarius, where creatives and collaboration and communication is the mainstay rather than side dish. And the app is really good if you have an intention of changing something about your life. If you have a resolution that you want to be different, this is a great place to start because you have a really nice menu to choose from and you're not locked into a gym membership or a program or this and that. It's all free.
Right. And we always look at this time a lot of, you know, collectively speaking, to start that fitness program or whatever on January 1st. And this is really, I mean, our lives change when we focus internally and we build that connection within ourselves. And what you'll find in the app, those resources that are there are just that, like helping us come back to ourselves, helping us find what our truth is by like going into the journal, listening to the conversations that we're having, finding the parallels in our lives, and then coming from a place of awareness and healing. There's a lot of healing that's happening within the conversations that we're having within the app, in the work that we're all doing. It's really healing in our own ways, whether that's through creativity, whether that's through energy work, whether that's through storytelling. It is all coming back to healing ourselves, our mind, our body and spirit, that connection, and really offering us that gift of uncovering who we really came here to be.
Right. And if we want to create that transformational shift inside ourselves or in our workplace or within our families, you know, I've got three takeaways for our audience. And
okay.
One is you assess what's going on. Just look, observe, feel. The next one is prioritize. What needs to change now? What is the most important thing, even if it's something simple? And the last one is act. Take meaningful action. So assess, prioritize, and act. You do that on any level, and I guarantee you that the shift is going to start happening. It always starts with us.
Yeah, it does start with us. I agree, Diane. So how can people get in touch with you if they want to work with you?
Jump on the app. They can download it. They can go to diamondclay.com. But really, the app is the best place to catch me. You can connect to all of my Instagram, social media, Facebook links, LinkedIn, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
KS Media Group app, and download it, become a member, and then you get good stuff.
Yeah, and if you're an entrepreneur looking for a community to build and grow your business and expand yourself personally, reach out to us. I'm Trish Campbell, also in the app. Diane McClay, we're both influencers in the app, along with Cornelia Stephanie, the founder of the KS Media Group app. So you'll find all of our work there. Get it in your app store, Google Play. And thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for allowing us this platform to share our message, to share our gifts and how we're serving humanity, to live life full out in real time. thank you again, and be well. Happy New Year to everyone.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you. Betty Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around Sound. Hope everyone is enjoying their white Tuesday, I should say. Still a little bit icy and light snow showers in around the Puget Sound area. Again, can't stress it enough. Bring those speeds down. Give yourself plenty of room for the vehicles in front of you and some extra time while you're commuting around today. Some slick spots still and more snow actually on the way. But until then, traffic's actually looking pretty good. 405 northbound out of those S-curves is heavy up through the Kennydale Hill. And over on the west side, it's heavy around the West Seattle Bridge, slightly up to the I-90. So that's all right. Stay tuned, because coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, it's Coach Christine Clark and Forging a Life Beyond the Curve and Calling in Your Unique Destiny. Topic for the show, The Five Bad Guys, with special guest Michelle Moore.
NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Carr. The COVID Omicron variant is hitting airline crews, sparking thousands of flight delays and cancellations. Another 2,200 flights were canceled, with nearly 700 of them within, into, or out of the U.S. More than 2,000 flights have been delayed. There's been a rise in COVID cases nationwide, and experts say it's linked to Christmas travel. Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says the good news is that vaccines are working.
It's about 75% protective after you get the booster, and then it wanes pretty quickly, but it's still largely keeping you out of the hospital.
He says the symptoms have been fairly mild for those who've received the booster shot.
If you don't get boosted, what we know is the two doses are not very good at preventing symptomatic infection at all, and only modestly good at keeping you out of the hospital.
New York City is ramping up coronavirus testing in schools where students return from the break January 3rd. Mayor Bill de Blasio says his city will double the number of random PCR weekly tests administered to students and staff.
Greater sample size in each school so we get even more accurate, clear results. We're going to include both vaccinated and unvaccinated students.
Mayor de Blasio and incoming Mayor Eric Adams say schools will remain open despite a huge surge of coronavirus cases in recent weeks. Jurors continue to deliberate today in the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, who allegedly recruited young girls for Jeffrey Epstein. The judge has urged jurors to keep working until 6 p.m. every day, raising concerns about the rise in COVID case numbers and the potential inability to finish the trial. Members of the jury have been asking questions about the nature of the charges brought against Maxwell. She stands accused of helping Epstein find girls and in some cases allegedly abused them herself, though she denies all charges. Home prices are continuing to increase across the country. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price Index reported just over a 19% annual gain in October. Scott Carr, NBC News Radio.
For 35 years, Donny Coe Pet Clinic has provided comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donny Coe Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum. Please join Team Donny Coe and make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. Volunteer or donate today. Donny Coe Pet Clinic. Log into donnycoe.org. That's donnycoe.org.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat McPhilly and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Forging a Life Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny with Coach Christine Clark. Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your very being is softened by fire as you take hits that shape you. Christine is a transformational life coach dedicated to empowering entrepreneurs to create a whole life success on their terms. On this show, you will be forged into a magnificent, powerful, highly functional work of art that is your significant life. Now, here's your host, Christine Clark.
Join me, Coach Christine Clark, as we forge our lives. We are going to go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Who will you be when you believe you have what it takes?
Hello, hello,
and welcome to today's show. I am Coach Christine Clark. This is Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny. I am here every fourth Tuesday, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Today we're going to talk about the five bad guys with my wonderful guest, Coach Michelle Moore. But before we get rolling, I want to remind you that you have the opportunity to receive a New Year Ignite Laser Coaching Program for free. Submit your name, your email, and your phone number to forgingalifewithcoachchristine@gmail.com by midnight on December 31. In four laser coaching sessions, you will galvanize your vision. You're going to center your confidence, activate your intentions, and work one-on-one with me, Coach Christine Clark. So email me at forgingalifewithcoachchristine@gmail. I am so looking forward to working with you. And so, you know, answer me, how are those inner critics doing? Are they quiet as a mouse? Are they raging like a hurricane? Do they come one right after the other, or are they showing up in a herd? You know, at the core, we're not wrestling with 1,000 different critics. Most of those sabotaging voices are variations on the five bad guys. The important truth is that they are part of us. They intensify when we're growing, when we're doing the work of evolution. And I am so delighted to have my good friend Michelle Moore here with me today as we talk about the five bad guys and the inner hero responses for each of them. Michelle is a phenomenal life coach. She is perfectly imperfect, guiding as she travels this journey called life. Michelle is a speaker, a trainer, a poet, and a spoken word artist. Michelle, thank you so much for joining me today.
I was so fired up listening to just the introduction and what it is that, like, what it is that you do, that we get to do with this work. I love going beyond the curve and calling in your unique destiny, and that question that you ask, man, who will you be when you believe you have what it takes, is so powerful. I'm so thrilled to be here with you. I think you're just an amazing, like, really dope human being. You're a ton of fun, and you're brilliant. You're powerful and compassionate, and a testament, truly, of what's possible in our lives when we do this work. So thank you for having me here.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. You are most welcome. And oof, making me pink in the cheeks now. So, you know, what I appreciate about you joining me today and talking about the five bad guys, because you're the one that languaged this for me. You're the one that had the titles. And when I understood that these critics had a name, it really helped me get a handle on the self-sabotage. You know, being able to name what's happening in and of itself, you know, really kind of opened the door to being able to manage it, to look at my disempowering stories with a perspective that just shed some light, basically. And I'm just delighted to be able to have you share some of this with all the people that are listening today in Seattle. And for those of you on YouTube, hello. For those of you on Facebook, hello. So let's kind of dive in to some of these identities. Michelle, when came about for you? I mean, what showed up for you? How did you be able to say, okay, there's this one and this one and this one and this one? Where the hell did that come from?
Yeah, what a great question. And I love what you said. The importance of this is so that we understand it, because if anybody listening or watching live it is like me in any way, you can kind of think you're crazy sometimes, or think that you're the only person, right? Like that is going through any of this. And if we don't understand something, we're not going to have the power to be able to manage it or control it effectively, right? So this actually originally, this is not my like unique content. It's something that I first heard from my coach inside of a mastermind call at a very high level, and it landed with me so hard that I like Okay. And I really was like, this is the thing, because I was driven by my inner critic for so long, and it got things done, but it didn't always feel good. I wasn't fulfilled. I wasn't happy. And so I started to look at in my own life first, and then see it in other people, right? See it in my friends that, you know, are like you, that we're talking about this kind of stuff, and then also see it in my clients. And I recognize that really they're, as of this viewing, there are, or this show, there's five, right? There are five, and I use quotes around bad guys, which I know we'll talk about as this continues, but there are five bad guys. And they are different identities that have their own belief systems, and the stories that they kind of blare out in our heads are, you're not enough, right? Some version of that, you're not enough, you're not worthy enough, pretty enough, smart enough, tall enough, you're not fill in the blank enough. You're stupid, right? You're an idiot, right? You're so dumb. How could you be so stupid? Any variation of that. You're not safe, or it's not safe, right? Don't go there. That's dangerous. You should just quit, right? Like, why are you doing this? Whatever, specifically around your passion, right? The thing that is so important to you. And the last one is that nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about you, about what you're doing, about what you're contributing to the world, and about you as an individual.
Yeah. And these are so rich. I'm going to we'll skip the first break, Michelle, because I want to dive into these.
Okay.
Because these are just so, I appreciate that we've got them enumerated. And for everybody, write these down, because they're there, they're going to show up. And if you can label them, it gives a handle on the management. You're not enough. You are so stupid. You're not safe. You should just quit, and nobody cares. And I can tell you, as I start saying this, Michelle, I can feel myself just like sinking down. My heart's getting heavy. It's like, really? But these are just so much. Like you said, they show up in so many different ways. And for me, when I was thinking about coming into the show, as we were going to talk, and the you're not safe one for me shows up with clients that I work with, because I work with entrepreneurs. And when you become the face of your business, when you are the person out front, and you're not going and, work for somebody else, you're not doing somebody else's work, but when it's you, that really pushes that comfort zone. I mean, it gets scary. And what comes to my mind is the adage of don't take it personally. It's like, but if it's you and it's your product and your thing and you're offering it to people and they say, no, I don't want that, we take it personal. We do. And for me, that's where the you're not safe shows up. Because the more transparent you get, the more visible you get, the more you're out there in life, business, it's not safe. You're risking so much. Tell us about some other ways that you're not safe shows up. I mean,
yeah, that's huge. What you just said, it's, most of us have some pain around being being punished for being ourselves, right? And it could be mild pain, right? Like and mild on a scale, right? Because some people have been physically, emotionally, mentally, sexually assaulted, right? So all the way on the one side. And it also could be being laughed at, being made fun of, right? In school, you were being silly about something, or you were dancing, and people maybe booed you, or friends made fun of you. And we start to develop that belief that who we are as a person is not safe, that if we show up, right, authentically, so this could happen in business, this could also happen in our relationships, right, in our relationships with our friends, with our, intimate partners, this could happen inside of our careers, why we don't speak up, why we don't ask for a raise, why we don't, why we spend, and this is something that I notice a lot with women, a lot of times being so grateful, right, but not asking for what we want or what we need or giving ourselves permission to dream, because the possibility of any of that actually carries with it an embodied an embodied danger, right? Our body remembers the trauma, whether it was a large, like they say, capital T trauma, or a smaller, lowercase T trauma. All of those matter to the body, and it's going to protect us from ever experiencing that again.
Right, and so that shows up big time. It shows up again and again. And when I think about you should just quit, I go back to my direct sales days.
Oh, yeah.
and not hitting the mark, not attaining the goal, setting whatever the intentions were, the goals were. There were so many, and always there was another and another and another and another. No matter how far forward you would go, there's always something more. And for me, I remember I never thought of quitting, but I had this idea that I was never, ever going to be enough. And I don't know if that's a part of you should just quit or if it's in there somehow, but it would be enough that it could just really mess me up for extended periods of time. And yet, for whatever reason, I hung in there, which is what you want to do. You want to hang in there. But that idea of quitting, like, made the failure permanent. And no matter how much I saw myself not being enough, not being smart enough, and all of this other thing, I never got to the point of wanting to make that final, that I was a final failure by quitting. So how does you should just quit, like, show up otherwise? Because that one, I don't have a solid story personally, and I can't pull out somebody I've coached with other people to bring it out. But talk to me about that one.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And the thing is, it doesn't always sound directly like, hey, you should quit that thing. It's almost like a for me, it's been more of a why bother try, right? Like, you know, you're probably not going to get that thing anyway, right? That if you're, you know, a performer, an actor, and you are auditioning for something, right? Like, don't try to do that whole podcast thing or that radio show or get that role. They're probably not going to pick you anyway, right? That goal is a little big, right? Maybe we scale down our goals. So instead of going for the top tier, right, in our direct sales industry, Christine and I were in the same industry, there were different levels of cars, right? So don't go for the big one, right? Like, you should just, you know, aim lower, right? Don't push too hard. For me, it came up in not trying. Like, in my life, it was if I didn't try, then I actually could retain some hope that if I did try, I would be successful. So I would try just enough so that I was staying in action, but I wouldn't ever really, really push it because I was afraid of not actually being successful. So that inner voice was really showing up as like play small.
Right, right. Yeah, don't go through with it. And certainly don't put your whole self out there because, oof, that's too risky.
Not safe.
Right, that's not safe, right. It goes right back to that safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the nobody cares, because I think that lands so much in life everywhere. As an entrepreneur, putting your thing out there, offering your service, offering your product, and that possibility that what is exciting and significant and lights me up won't light anybody else up. Like, that's just me. Nobody else cares. Wants it. And I think all of these have their own places where they're really devastating. And for whatever reason, nobody cares. I find personally as I say the word, I can feel it in my chest. It's like that's the worst. That whatever I'm going through, whatever I'm doing, I think both sides, as I'm putting something out there that nobody wants it, that it doesn't, I want to serve the world and the world doesn't want to be served, doesn't care, doesn't like my thing. But the other part is, even if I'm hurting or in pain or needing support, for nobody to care. That's devastating as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel that. I think it ties into our fear of being rejected. So the way that this works, and it's so like calm when you first hear it, but the way that it works is that if this voice can keep you convinced, Christine, right, that nobody cares about what you have to offer, then you won't offer it. And if you don't offer it, you can't be rejected, right?
Right.
So its main job is keep Christine from being rejected.
Right.
It's very simple, right, the way our brain works. So because you shared earlier, right, we take things personally, I think the deepest part of that is that we add on nobody cares about me. So if they don't care about us, it's
right.
because they don't care about me. Because if we were better, right, if we were something different than we are, they would care. And
right.
and I I believe shows up the most inside of what you said, not sharing our authentic self, not sharing our gifts, not like, oh, nobody wants to see my, you know, my painting, nobody wants to hear me play, nobody wants to know about my coaching or my program, or nobody really cares about that. And it ties in as well, I see this with a lot of entrepreneurs, that somebody else is already talking about that, right? Like somebody else is already talking about that, so nobody's going to care about me talking about that thing. And
right.
again, it's just,
right.
just playing small so we can stay safe.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's already done it, so my twist, my spin isn't going to matter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we give up so much of our potential just to be able to not have to risk that. When we're talking about, you know, all these bad guys are really essentially trying to protect. I mean, they're just freaking overprotective, and they get, they come from our subconscious, our training that, you know, as we grow up, we experience things, and just to keep us from having that emotional pain, having to risk, having to somehow solidify the fact that, yes, you are unworthy, have to protect that at all costs. But also, the guys will come up with language that we fed them. I mean, they follow our lead, basically.
Yeah.
Tell me more about about them following a lead. Because I know that, you know, the head talk is partly them, but also if I'm going to say out loud and it's like I make a mistake, it's like, Christine, you are so stupid. What were you thinking? I just gave my bad guy ammunition. Boom. And I may not even think it's a big deal at the moment. I'm just venting. So I'm golden. And yet we're giving our subconscious, those bad guys, the words to use. And they'll come back and they'll say them back to us again.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that we talked about is that our subconscious accepts whatever it is we tell it.
Mm-hmm.
Verbatim, right? And so
right.
if we go back to what we were discussing earlier, most, in my experience, this all comes from childhood. And none of that's to blame any, that's not, I believe my parents were humans before they were parents. I believe they did the best job. I do not blame them for anything. They were doing the best that they could at that time. And I believe that humans, when we live life, there just things are going to happen, right? So we have these traumas, whether it's capital T or little t, traumas that we experience as children. And then if we have something that feels painful to us as a child, right, whether it's rejection or abandonment or feeling unloved or unwanted or unaccepted, that hurts. And our these identities, right, these bad guys, we make a decision, I don't ever want to feel this again, right? Like, I never again do I want to feel this. And so we give it the language usually it's what we hear in our surroundings, could be inside of our family, could be in society, could be from, you know, people that are just around us.
The children on the playground.
Absolutely, yes, like you're fat or you're ugly or, you know, whatever. And I didn't wear shorts until from the time I was in middle school until this year, 2021, because of something some kid said on a playground. That's a true story. And I was like, what am I doing? Because I just, all I could hear was his, I can't remember his name, Christina. I could just hear his voice making fun of me as I got off the playground. So, yes, or off the school bus. We take these things, and they oftentimes start as other people's voices, but then we do repeat them to ourselves.
Right.
So if, for me, it was look at what you did, right? That's, if I mess up, that's that. Like, look at what you did. Like, you screwed up. You messed this up. Like, look at your mistake. And that, if I hear that, that freezes me, right? So then I stop taking action, which prevents me from possibly getting hurt, feeling not enough, feeling like nobody cares about me, right? So the voice, that internal dialogue is actually really doing its job to try to protect us, as you said, from the potential pain, following our lead because we made that decision as a young child. I don't ever want to feel this again, because it feels dangerous and threatening to a you know, 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old who's much more dependent on their parents than
right.
you or I are now at this moment. And they're operating like we're still those small children. They don't know that we're grown up. They don't know you have kids. Right.
Yeah, because it is. It gets solidified. It's in your brain. It's in your cells. And then it's part of it. And it's just, like I said, once those words make their way in, they're just so automatic and so ingrained. And, yeah, your subconscious still operates like it was at 3 and 4 years old. Absolutely. And that feeds into the bad guys. Yeah. We're coming up on the mid-break, and I do want to take this one. And when we come back, talk about the responses, talk about the empowerment, and also kind of get to know these bad guys, because really they are a part of us. And as much as we want to blame them for everything that hasn't happened right in our world, they actually, there's a golden edge to that they are pointing our direction. And we'll do that when we come back from our break. My guest today is Coach Michelle Moore. Her website is coachmichellemoore.com. You can find her on Facebook and at YouTube. And there we go. You can connect with her at coachmichellemoore@gmail.com. She would love to hear your comments and your feedback and any responses you have. I'm Coach Christine Clark. My website is sunglowtransformation.com. And you can find me at LinkedIn, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook at Coach Christine and at Sunglow Transformation. And please take a minute during our break to enter the New Year Ignite Laser Coaching Program to galvanize your vision, center your confidence, and activate intention to blaze in 2022. Just send your name, your email, and a phone to Forging a Life with Coach Christine at gmail.com. And we'll be right back after this break.
Never had my hand up and asked for something free. Like a product could roll out from miles in front of me.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Brock Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Tell me who to be.
Welcome back to Forging a Life Beyond the Curve, calling in your unique destiny. I am Coach Christine Clark, and my guest today is the phenomenal Coach Michelle Moore. We've been talking about the five bad guys, which are the embodiment of all our sabotaging head talk. And now we're going to talk about the response. You know, what do we do with the bad guys? Do we just listen to them and let them drag us down into the rabbit hole and curl up in a little ball on the floor, although that has happened. I have done that. But the better option is to be able to recognize a little bit about what's going on with them and the answers that we can give them. They point towards safety. They want to protect us, and yet all of that we hope and dream for is outside of that protection. To build our businesses, to have deep relationships, to evolve, involves risk, involves stretching, involves having to get visible, show up, speak out, have those hard conversations. And it's never fun. I mean, it's never easy. That energy of anxiety and stress is always going to be there because we're doing the thing, going through the unknown in order to claim what's on the other side. But there is another side. And so the answers to the bad guys, the empowerment, that's the empowerment. Michelle, tell us about the answers, that inner hero response to those bad guys. What's the truth?
I love that phrase, inner hero, and the last word that you said that is so important to me is the truth. And the truth is that you are enough. And you will be okay. Just keep going. You've got you. And they need you.
Yeah.
And that has, just like the other, the message of stay down had both of us, right, like physically wanting to shrink down. This is like heart expanding and opening, and it resonates with me so much to know, like, yes, like this, yes, this is the truth of who I really truly am.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you are enough. I am enough. You will be okay. I will be okay. Going. Don't stop. Don't, yeah, just keep moving. You'll get there. And you've got you. That one I love best. You've got you. And then I've got me. They need you. Yeah. They need me. I had a session just last week with a client that was all about this. She was talking about, we're through the holiday season. She owns two different shops. And now comes the downtime. Now comes the time where the money's going to dry up a little bit. And it's a cycle, and she knows it, and she's familiar with it. And every year for the last 2 years, she's had to borrow some money to get through the gap, to continue to pay her employees, and then it comes, things ramp up again when spring gets here, and she pays it all back in less than 90 days. And she's been through it. And yet she's got anxiety and stress because now we're in it again. And even though she's familiar with it, this year it's a little more because she's made more money. She's at a higher level, and she really has enjoyed some of the flexibility and freedom that the greater income has allowed for everything, and she's afraid she's going to lose it, right? So that's the extra piece on there. But for her to, you know, she's projecting forward, obviously, getting upset about something that hasn't happened yet. And we walked through that to the point where her history shows that she's done this before. She has the acumen. She has the skill. She knows what to do. And we ended with, you've got you. She's got herself. She can do it. And when we were able to get her to that point, realizing that no matter what comes, she's going to be okay. It was like, yes, relief. And it was just really beautiful to walk her through to that point and be able to say, yeah, I've been here. I've done this. I have the muscles. I have the resiliency. And it'll be fine because I can do this.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that. For her and for the people that she's going to interact with, right? Because when we're walking around, and I certainly have been there many times, inside of that fear and anxiety and that stress, that energy does affect the people. It doesn't only disrupt us and our system, but it does affect the people that are around us. So thank you for sharing that. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
The word that I heard you say that was so, I think that gets us, is that word again, right? Like we feel like I'm here again. And that carries with it some of the, like, you're so stupid, right? Because if you weren't, why, you wouldn't be here again.
Right.
And what's fascinating, so number one, it's actually not true. And I'm sure we'll talk about that. But the thing that is fascinating to me is that she, like myself, like I bet you too, Christine, remembers the again, but forgets without your support and reminding, she forgot that she's also triumphed again.
Right. Right.
We remember the pain because it was so destructive to us, but we forget, like, we have, like, well, this is familiar. I think of it like, I was actually playing video games about a week ago, and I think of it like, if you've ever played Pac-Man, right? Like, there's only the five ghosts, right? I think it's five ghosts. And when you defeat them all, you eat the little power pellets, and you get to board number two, they're there again, right? They show up again.
Again.
Right? No new ghosts. It's the same ones over and over and over again, but we're on a different board. We have different fruits. We are, the fruits that we eat is worth more points. We're a little bit faster. So
So we forget we're not back repeating board one. We're on board two, board three,
yeah,
and board four.
Right.
But we forget that because the ghosts, right, they're still the same.
Yes, yes. And you're exactly right. You get into it, things go sideways, or we have this anxiety again, and we do. For whatever reason, we blank out on the fact that we have done so much more, that we are able to succeed, get through it, and now it's here again. And so there's like a block that shows up that's like, you know, you got the picture, and then you got this the black square over a section of it that's like where you made it work. It's like, oh, duh, yeah. And Benny has told us that the ghosts are Blinky, Pinky, Inky, and Clyde.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, right. And they're just like the bad guys that keep showing up again and again. And exactly what you said, Michelle, is you're on a new level. You're on a new level. And you actually had one of a client. We were talking last week, and you told me about a client who had done some amazing transformational work and then had this feeling, had this issue show up again for him. And he was under the impression that once you have done the transformation the first time through or had this great shift, that should be like a permanent shield and everything should bounce off it. And I can't remember what the term was, but when does it stop working or when does my shield stop working? And the truth is our evolution does take us to new heights. It does take us to new awareness. We get to be better, and there's always still going to be growth, and it doesn't mean that that stuff doesn't come back or show up.
Yeah. He mentioned that, like, what do you do when the work expires, right?
Expires,
like,
yeah.
And I love the image that you projected of, like, the bear of, like, a shield, right? Like, of, like, I've done this thing, and now I'm done, right? Like, I'm done. I should be good, and I certainly held that belief, so I don't say, I think a lot of us have that misconception inside of personal development, but the work doesn't expire, it builds upon each other, right? The skills and the things and the transformation, the shifts, the new awarenesses that you have on level one are why you are able to elevate to level two. And when you do that, you're open to deeper capacities, right? I spent most of my, like, adult life numbing out, right? I didn't know how to feel in a healthy way, so I numbed out. When I stopped numbing out, I was more present to feeling. And the more that I did this work and the more that my heart expanded, the more that I felt. And so I would feel things at a deeper level and a bigger, like, expansive capacity because I had created space that wasn't there before. And so I like to think of it, and what I, you know, shared with him is that maybe, is it possible that the work hasn't expired, but you have elevated? And
right.
If it feels like we're going backward, it's because we're looking at a very focused view instead of expanding our vision and looking at the whole picture. And I was actually thinking about this morning, and it's almost like taking a freeze frame in a movie, right? Just one scene in the movie and making judgments about the entire movie based on that one freeze frame versus looking at the entire picture, right? The entire movie from start to finish. And when you do that, you can actually see how insignificant probably that one single moment is, and that's not to be dismissive insignificant, but just in the grand scheme of things, how much it doesn't matter. And when we realize that allows us to just relax a little bit and say, okay, now, like, the choice, right, because you mentioned, as we continue to step outside of our comfort zone, we're gonna feel it, because every time we do, it's going to feel new, uncertain, and threatening.
Right.
So we have a choice. Do I stay here? I'm comfortable here. I got the bad guys eaten, right? Do I stay here or do I choose to keep evolving?
Right, right. And we always have that choice. And yet, I don't think until you've done quite a bit of work, done some coaching, worked through
done some self-development, had a mentor, had a coach, and you get to the point where you're able to recognize that, because I think in our unenlightened state that we tend to not see that we have choice. We tend to believe that what is, and that there's not anything we can do to change or shift it, which is sad, really. I think that's the word that comes. We're going to keep walking through this, Michelle. I told Benny we're going to skip the break so that we can just keep rolling, because this is so rich. I love this. So when we are in this point where the ghost is showing back up again, when things are happening again, what are our options? I mean, how do we change the perspective?
That's a great question, right? I think number one, it's understanding what's actually happening. So it's a lot of the conversation that you and I have been having already is like, okay, this thing, this inner critic is actually, yes, it might be trying to hurt me, but it's doing it from a place of protection. Okay, so that makes sense. Okay, this is happening because I'm stepping out of my comfort zone, which I want to do. Okay, that makes sense. So that doesn't necessarily do anything to the body yet, but having that intellectual understanding of what's happening is really, really important. And when we're in the space of kind of reeling and feeling like we are out of control, one of the first things for me is I got to reconnect to a space, like in my environment, where I feel safe. And that's going to be unique for everybody, but that might be, there might be a friend that you call, that you talk to or connect with, or maybe it's a coach that you have, or nature is a huge one for me. So going out for a walk, or even just sitting outside and being like in the grass, or going for a hike, taking a bath, that's another one. I find water very, very calming, and I feel very safe in that space. Meditation or breath.
There you go. Yeah.
Yoga, working out, dancing, wherever, and that's going to be unique for you, is a place. I have a client that her go-to is yoga every time, right? So where is that space in your environment where you are like, okay, I feel safe here?
Yeah.
And the reason doing that first is so important is because if you're trying to make any changes when we're being led by that story of we're not enough or it's not safe, our brain, right, is not capable of making that decision because it doesn't feel safe, right, Christine? So it's not
right.
Going to be like,
circus or logic.
Absolutely.
No.
Right. That's a great way to put it, right? Like there's a disconnect. So that's what we have to do first. And one of the signs that I see with myself personally and a lot of the clients that I work with is that we begin to start to try to control the outside environment. So when I don't feel in control of Michelle, I start to get overly controlling of my environment, right? I need everything to be put away in the right place. I need, like, stuff that usually doesn't bother me all of a sudden becomes like a cause for anxiety and stress, right? Like I'll take everything off my desk and like clean it like with a kind of ferociousness because I don't feel okay. So I need to get my external environment to be okay. That might not be the way for everybody, but that's something that I do notice is when I become hyper-controlling externally. And one of the things that I learned just this year is that we need to know and understand that we actually do have the power to regulate our nervous system. And it just is a concept. It's gotten to the point, Christine, where like I am like, how do I get this into schools? How do I teach this to young children? Because I genuinely had no idea that was even possible. And for somebody that is like how I was, and this is super simplified, but when we have like a healthy stress response, right? Because all these things that we've talked about, these are good. We don't want them to go away completely.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because if you're not feeling any of that, you're not actually doing anything. You're not going into anything. And I wanted to share because you're talking about your own response to not feeling safe and then wanting to control. I go through this at the holiday time, where I have all my list of everything I'm going to do. and I get into it, and as the time runs out and I get exhausted, I start having these stories about how my spouse is not helping like he should, and I have to start letting go of things, and they become not so important. I start culling the list, and all of that, for me, is a, you know, those are the indicators. I like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, you're in this place of perfectionism, and really step back and let go. When I start feeling angry about what hasn't done, but so it shows up in a lot of places, and the awareness is, oh, I'm in this state. So now I have, I understand some of my triggers, and I can do that step back. Like yours, when I need to clean everything, I realize there's something going on, and I'm not safe, and this is my response, so now I know it. We have about 10 minutes left here, so I do want you to talk to us about this feeling of the neurology of the body, some of the things that you're learning. If you can give us just explain a little bit of this to us, introduce us to some of this.
Yeah. How to become, like, create that safety is unique for each one of us, right?
Okay.
And I've been doing this work for a while, and this year in particular, I've just read a lot of books. I've worked with a coach who supported me through this process, and figuring out the things that are going to work for you is a journey that is worth taking. And so the first thing is, one, what we talked about already, discover your safe space. Right, so recognize where that is, where if you notice, right, like that you're being mad, that your husband isn't helping you with things, and like, oh, wait a minute, okay, I need to take a bath, I need to go for a walk, right, I need to
bring
myself to that place. Because once we calm, now we can start to be thoughtful. So once that's done, then we can begin to practice, and I use that word very intentionally, an open curiosity toward what is happening. And what I mean by that is like looking at your environment with more of like a, oh, this is interesting, right? This is fascinating. Like, what's happening here? What am I afraid of here? That curiosity instead of judgment. And if you can't get
Oh man, curiosity instead of judgment. Because even what I was sharing is like, okay, then I'm at a, oh, you're doing this again, Christine. You put too much on your list. You're trying to show up too well. You've got more intent, you know, you're putting all this energy on what you bring, and is it good enough for the group, and is everyone going to love my contribution? And it's like, man, what are you doing? And being able to understand and recognize it, and then create that safe space, breathe, relax, and take a step back for me. But that judgment, to let go of the judgment and look at it in curiosity, that's huge. I mean, that's like everything.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I found that it happened for me the more I understood what was actually happening. Right. So the more I understood, oh, I'm behaving this way because I don't feel safe. Then I was able to say, oh, well, this response makes sense. Right. Why don't I feel safe? And then this did not for me happen overnight. This is a journey, which is why I use that word practice. Right.
Right. And that's a big thing. All of this.
Yeah.
Is part of the journey. You learn these skills as you repeatedly go through and do them again and do them again. This self-development work of evolution is the same as any other skill you're going to pick up. You have to practice it repeatedly to get it down.
Breath work is another great thing. That releases tension from our body. You mentioned that just a moment ago. You know, one of the things that I like to do is just inhale through your nose. Try as much as you can to keep your shoulders relaxed. And then exhale through your mouth, almost like you're breathing out of a straw, right? So with your lips pursed. And as you blow that air out, see if you can keep your jaw, your shoulders relaxed. So inhale through the nose, exhale through the lips, like like you're blowing out of a straw, exactly. And if that's too much for you, just notice your breathing. Because even that, as you become aware of the sensations in your body, that can take your focus from the outside and start to turn it toward the inside. Right? You could do a simple body scan. And what I mean by that is just check inward and notice, like, huh, my right jaw is tight. My left hip is aching. I'm hungry or I have to use the restroom. Because, again, that just starts to take your focus. It doesn't have to be complicated from the outside, starting to turn it to the inside. And as you do that, if you can start to name what it is, and it could be an actual name or it could be a description like pressure or tension, as you do those things, you start to be able to disassociate from it. And what I found, Christine, is that when I've been able to do that, the curiosity is a lot easier. When I feel like it's all of me, it's harder to get to that curious place. But if I'm looking at it like it's something else, that's a part of me, but not all of me, then I can be a little bit more curious.
Yeah, that's huge. That is huge. That is such good stuff, Michelle. And I wish we would have another whole hour or two go through this, but our time is running out. What's the gift? What's the prize if we can learn to find our safe space and to disrupt the negativity that's going on, and so we can take that step back, get curious. What's the gift in that for us?
Yeah, what a great question. We begin to see that this isn't who we are, but it's an adaptation of how we've learned to cope. And when we start to really recognize that, the gift is compassion, right? The self-love is the result. Compassion is the result. Self-kindness is the result. And it doesn't change anything that's happening. It just shifts how we relate to what's happening. And that changes everything. And the gentleness and our ability to be able to guide ourselves back is so much more important than our ability to get there, to have that shield up, right? That's never penetrated again. It's about our ability to be able to come back to this, to home. And that's the practice.
Yeah. That's self-love. That makes everything. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you so much. I appreciate you being here. This has been a fantastic conversation. Yeah, we have the five bad guys, and they're going to travel with us. But what we want to remember is that for each of those bad guys, there's a powerful inner hero who is ready to take on, break the hold, and you have to know that you are enough. You will be okay. Just keep going. You've got you. They need you. And you absolutely do have what it takes. I am Coach Christine Clark. This is Forging Life, Going Beyond the Curve, Calling in Your Unique Destiny. My amazing guest today is Coach Michelle Moore. You can contact her at coachmichellemoore.com and also coachmichellemoore@gmail.com to reach out and have a conversation with her. You can find me, Coach Christine Clark, at Sunglow Transformation on YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, and of course on the web. Thank you for this time today. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you, Michelle. This has been fantastic.
Thank you, Christine.
Thanks for tuning in to Forging a Life with Christine Clark. Your talents and skills, your gifts are the elements needed to claim the life of your dreams. Believe you have what it takes to forge the life you want. Through intuition, trusting yourself, and the process, take action and call your life into a vibrant, beautifully lit...